Do you want certainty, convenience, and the most money when selling your home? Hi, it's Carol Royce with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Receive my multiple cash offers by calling me direct. Carol Royce, 480-776-5231.
About a year ago, the New York Times came out with an article, and it featured a man named Joe Falacci, owner of Old Station Subs. Mm-hmm. He's got a great little place in downtown Phoenix. Unfortunately, it was right next to the Zone. There were hundreds of homeless people that were around his property. The homeless were coming into his restaurant when it was closed, doing bad things there. There were needles. There was defecation. You can imagine. He had to put up fences, and it hurt his business. And the New York Times article really put a spotlight on what was happening at the Zone.
Right.
Okay, so when I went down to the Zone.
And that really, is it fair to say that really kind of brought a whole bunch of attention onto this?
A lot of sad souls down there.
Yeah.
They're really, there's drugs, there's all that kind of stuff. So when we talked to Joe Falacci, he was going to try and make it work for his business. And now today we find out he's shutting it down. Let's bring him on. Ooh. Our friend Joe Falacci, the owner of Old Station Subs. Joe, how are you, my friend?
Good, guys. Nice to hear from you.
All right. So are you shutting your business down? Are you selling your business?
Selling the business.
You are going to sell the business. All right. And You're not going to get nearly what you think you should get, or at least, in my opinion, what you deserve because of what's happening still next to your restaurant, right?
Exactly.
What are you going to get for it? How much money can you get for it?
Right now, we're putting up, we want $139,000. And I think I told you the last time, about 10 years ago, I refused $250,000. So that's dramatically figured 10 years later with inflation and everything else. Yeah, so it's a big draw, no doubt.
Can you help me understand a little bit? Even our impression is that the area was magically cleaned up and back to normal. I think that was a laugh. I hope it was. Can you tell me what the reality of this is?
I don't know if it was because we were on TV last night or something, but man, there was police officers all over the place. There was hardly anybody on the streets. It's just been a lot better this week. I don't know why, but I don't know. Maybe the city's doing something different with the lawsuit. I heard they're fighting it. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just heard that they're fighting it. But it's better. I mean, how could it not be better? I mean, there was 500 tents at least. I mean, they said there were. You said there was hundreds of people. There was well over 1,000.
Yeah.
I mean, they went from 13th Avenue to 9th Avenue to Grant, across to Washington. I mean, it was a disaster. If you see any of those old pictures, you just can't even believe how bad it was. But when they cleaned it up, it looked 1,000 times better. But the people that were still on the streets were the ones that needed the most help, because those are the ones that refused the help. Who would not want to be helped? Who would not want to get off the streets in Phoenix in the winter and Phoenix in the summer?
Yeah.
Joe, those are mentally ill people.
Right.
Joe
Falacci's joining us, owner of Old Station Subs, right next to the Zone. He's selling the business. So why are you selling the business? Does it have to do with the homeless issue? Is that the lone reason? Is it just, I'm getting a little bit older and I want to sell this place while I can?
Combination. You've hit it right on the nail. Boom. Yeah. Older, 71, March 30th. Well, we've been here 38 years, March 1st, and it's time for a new person to come in there. 71, I'm in the mood to save money, and to be successful, you have to spend money on your business. You have to improve it. You have to have new ideas, and it needs somebody young. I don't know social media. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So, and he's a young person in there that's vibrant.
Whoops.
Stuff like that, because things are changing. The light rail's coming down across the street. They're building an apartment complex. They're building another building on 8th Avenue, Maricopa County elections. So it's an exciting time to get somebody young in there.
All right.
Joe is the owner of Old Station Subs, at least for now, looking for a new buyer.
Hey, right? You don't know when the last day is, right? You don't know when your last day is.
No, as soon as somebody gives me a check, that will be my last day.
Copy
I think I have to work for 2 weeks free.
Hey, Joe, keep this in mind, though, real quick. You know what? Your legacy may not end up being, hey, I'm the guy that made everybody lunch and everybody loved my place. Your legacy might be that you put a spotlight on something in Phoenix that had to get better, that had to improve. And in doing Joe, you may have saved some lives, and I think you probably did. And maybe that's your legacy, and good for you, man.
The New York Times was huge. It was the thing that I think won the case for us.
Well, we'll come see you soon, and I'll let your wife hug me again.
That's why I sent her back to Prescott.
Oh, geez. He's exiled her.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't trust you guys.
Wow. Okay.
Falachi, we love you.
You're legends.
We'll see you later, man.
Do you want certainty, convenience, and the most money when selling your home? Hi, it's Carol Royce with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Receive my multiple cash offers by calling me direct. Carol Royce, 480-776-5231.